I am not satisfied to stand upon this place, not contented with a measure of familiar grace. I want to go beyond the things I've always known. The ground I stand upon is but a stepping stone. Lord, lift me higher. Bring me closer to your face, for I want to know an unfamiliar grace. Your love is wider and deeper than the sea, and yet so near to me. I need to know. To possess a little of my Christ, the height where I aspire, and my soul's deep desire is to be dwelling in the realm of holy fire. So many seem to settle for the things that they can see, just to learn from his lips words of comfort. is waiting, and he bids you to come meet him there, just to bow and receive a new blessing in the beautiful garden of prayer. Oh, the beautiful garden, the garden of prayer. Oh, the beautiful garden of prayer. There my Savior awaits, and he opens the gates to the beautiful garden of prayer. Oh, the beautiful garden of prayer.
Jesus is all the world to me, my life, my joy, my all. He is my strength from day to day. Without him I would fall.
When I am sad,
he makes me glad. He's my friend.
Jesus is all the world to me, my friend in trials far.
I go to him for the blessings, sends the sunshine and the rain. He sends the harvest, gold and grain. Sunshine and rain, harvest of grain. He's my friend. Jesus is all the world to me. I want no better friend. I trust him now. I'll trust him when life's fleeting day shall end.
Beautiful life with such a friend. Beautiful life.
The sweetest name on earth. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. It tells me what my Father hath in store for every day. Tread a darksome path, you'll sunshine all the way. I am so loves me, Jesus loves me, Jesus loves me. I am so glad that Jesus loves me, Jesus loves even me. I am so glad that my Father in heaven tells of his love in the book he has given. Wonderful things in the Bible I see. This is the greatest, that Jesus loves me. I am so glad that Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me, Jesus loves me. I am so glad that Jesus loves me. Jesus loves even me. We're on the battlefield for Jesus. Come and join us in the fight. We're marching against Satan, and we're standing for what's right. We won't desert nor surrender. We are soldiers till we die. We're on the battlefield for Jesus. Victory is our battle cry. We're on the battlefield for Jesus. Come and join our happy throng. We're blood-washed, born-again believers, and we sing a joyful song. King Jesus is our mighty captain, and it's him we shall obey. We're on the battlefield for Jesus, winning souls for Christ today. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is due him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. We're on the battlefield for Jesus. Come and join us in the fight. Though the enemy be all around us, we shall not be put to flight. By faith we know we have the victory, and no matter what the cost, we will fight to rescue hopeless sinners. Not a soul must ever be lost. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is due him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood.
Amen. Victory, victory, victory. That's what this life is to be about, is victory in Jesus. You and I ought to live our lives in such a way that it preaches the resurrection of Jesus Christ. It's a good one, but we'll play that later. But it ought to be that you and I preach that victory in Jesus, that our lives preach that. You know, your life is to be about the resurrection of Jesus Christ. It's to show forth the praises of God. And as you live your life for the Lord, it ought to show the resurrection power of the cross. If you don't have it, there's a problem there. And you ought to find out what that problem is. Either it's a disobedience problem as a child of God, or you're not a child of God, because God gives victory to his children. And it's not a matter of the way you feel, it's a matter of fact in the way that it is. So that's something for you to think about. Our lives are dead and hid in Christ. It's not about what you and I want for our lives. It's about what the Lord Jesus Christ wants for our lives. It's about what God said. It's about His Word. It's about the truth of His Word. Our discernment comes from heaven. Our discernment comes from the Holy Spirit. Tonight I'll be preaching on the Holy Spirit again. I preached the person of the Holy Ghost, and tonight I'm last week, and I'm going to preach the work of the Holy Ghost this week. So that's the message tonight on Wednesday night for our Bible study tonight. We're going to study about the Holy Spirit. We're going to study about the person and work of the Holy Spirit of God. So you can stay tuned for that one. That'll be on later on tonight, possibly. I don't know. We're actually behind. We got a bunch of them that need to get on there. Andrew's out of town right now, so he won't be able to get that put up, or Luke won't be able to, I mean, but we'll hopefully get it here soon. But there'll be some more sermons popping on sermon audio tonight. Actually, yeah, tonight and tomorrow night, I think it is. We've got them scheduled. So we'll get them on there and, you know, get some truth out there to some folks that need to hear it badly. I got a good letter from somebody yesterday, an email from somebody that said they're over in Spain ministering the gospel at a church over there in Spain, preaching the gospel and pastoring over there. And they translated my depression sermons into their dialect over there. And so they said those sermons on depression have helped some people in their congregation over there, and they translated them and translated like the notes and the manuscripts over into their language so they could better share them with the people there. So that was good to hear. I was glad to hear that. That was a blessing. I got that yesterday from a brother over in Spain, and that was exciting to hear. So we're glad to hear that. Glad to hear that some of what we do is being used of the Lord to help other people out there that are struggling with things. You never know who you're reaching out there. You never know, you know, what God is doing with that. You know, I was talking to the men of our church here, and here's the thing that a lot of people don't realize, that the men of this church, they do realize, is that all the hard work that they do every day goes into being used of the Lord to give back to God and give back to the ministry, so I can do the work that God's called me to do and get out there and preach and teach. And that's why I'm on this broadcast, is because I can reach thousands of people on these broadcasts. Weekly, we reach thousands of people on these broadcasts to get the truth out there to thousands of different people out there that would not have it otherwise. So you've got to think about that, and it's amazing that the Lord has blessed that in giving to the, when folks give to the ministry, especially the men of our church, as they give and they do things and they work hard and they do what they do. I try to work just as hard in getting the gospel out there, getting the truth out there, dealing with these things that are going on in our world and trying to give a biblical perspective and understanding to it, to the things that go on in this world. And let me say, the world is truly a stage, and it is a theater. You know, it's interesting to me. The Bible tells us that we're surrounded, right, in Hebrews chapter 12. Wherefore, seeing also we are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us. So there is a cloud of witnesses that are watching the children of God. But there are also those principalities and powers. I want you to think about this. The Bible says again, for we wrestle not against, it talks about the putting on the whole armor of God. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. That tricky old serpent, the devil. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle. That word for is because we wrestle not against flesh and blood. But against principalities. Against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. This is who we wrestle against. What does that mean? It means they're watching. That's what it means. It literally means that they're watching. That's what it means. Hang on a second. I'm watching myself here. That's kind of weird. There we go. I'm trying to copy this because for some reason... it won't let me put that on my chat. Anyway, that's okay. So... but I want you to understand something, that there's a political theater here. Now, I think this theater is led by the Antichrist spirit. It's led by Satan. And they're watching. It says in high places. I believe that means higher than the public offices. I happen to believe that means that they're watching in high places. That's what it means. It means that there's spirits involved with all this. And I'm telling you what. There is, without a doubt, a conspiracy. And there is, without a doubt, right now, a big game being played. Only, I want you to understand something. The stakes, for us, it's not a game. For us, it's our life. But there is an absolute theater. It's like watching a movie, is what it is. It's like watching a movie. Because that's what's really going on. And I don't buy it. I'm not buying the plot line. I don't buy it. Now, there are definitely two major factions on this earth that work together to promote and push the theater that's going on here. What are those two? I believe they're Jesuits, and I believe they're Masons. And I believe they both work together. I believe that they both work together. Okay. Do you really believe? Let me give you an example of this. Let me show you something. This is so stupid that if anybody really buys this, let's see. Hang on a second. Okay, here it is right here. Okay, so Trump is supposed to be the conservative, right? He's the conservative. Trump says he wants a bigger coronavirus relief package than Pelosi's $2.2 trillion. Okay? So he wants more than the $2.2 trillion. But before they were fighting, they were supposed to be fighting because Pelosi wanted too much money and Trump didn't want to give her that much money. What is this saying? Well, let me ask you a question. What really has been accomplished in the last 4 years? What really has been accomplished in the last 4 years? Nothing. What are the two factions? Who knows the two factions that are fighting things out right now? What two systems are being pushed in America today? And therefore pushed all over the world? I'll give you a chance to answer that. There's two systems, two political, and I'm not talking about Democrat and Republican, but there's two ideologies that are being pushed right now. Actually, one is being pushed to push you into the other one. One is being used as a boogeyman to scare you so you run to the other one. No, it's not capitalism versus communism, because nothing that these people are teaching is capitalism. Most of it is communism or socialism or fascism. Fascism. So what they're trying to do, they're trying to scare you so much with socialism and communism as a tool to push you in to right-wing fascism. And it's coming like a freight train. It is very possible that Trump is being set up to be a right-wing fascist dictator. He has wrote nearly 200 executive orders. Obama wrote like 276 in his entire 8 years of presidency. It's the exact same thing that happened with Hitler. They blamed the burning of, I think it was Reichstag, wasn't it? They blamed that on who? The communist. So then Hitler's right-wing fascist regime could take control. And that's what's being set up now. You know, it used to be that people warned. It used to be that people warned about, like, the Jesuits, Rome. All those things.
Gestapo, order, acts. I quote from the Secret History of the Jesuits by Edmund Paris. I'm giving a quotation from the Reform, which is what the press of the Spanish dictator Franco published on the 3rd of May, 1945, the day of Hitler's death. Quote, Adolf Hitler, son of the Catholic Church, died while defending Christianity. It is therefore understandable that words cannot be found to lament over his death, when so many were found to exalt his life. Over his mortal remains stands his victorious moral figure. With the palm of the martyr, God gives Hitler the laurels of victory. End of the quotation. Then in page 166 of the same book, we read the statement of Walter Schellenberg, former chief of German counter-espionage, who had the complete confidence of Hitler. After the war, Schellenberg wrote, quote, the SS organization, that is the Gestapo, had been constituted by Himmler according to the principles of the Jesuits' order. Their regulations and the spiritual exercises prescribed by Ignatius of Loyola were the model Himmler tried to copy exactly. The Reichsfuhrer SS, Himmler's title as Supreme Chief of the SS, was to be the equivalent of the Jesuits' general. End of the quotation. Let me give a final quotation from the leading Jesuit, Michael Skomios, who eventually became a cardinal in the church. He says, the National Socialist Movement, that is the fascist movement of Hitler, is the most vigorous and massive protest against the spirit of the 19th and 20th centuries. A compromise between the Catholic faith and liberal thinking is impossible. Nothing is more contrary to Catholicism than democracy. The reawakened meaning of strict authority opens up again the way to the real interpretation of ecclesiastical authority.
So what he's doing is he's reading from a book on the history of the Jesuits, and he's reading about some of the quotes from the newspapers at the time. Now, I'm telling you, our country is prime and ripe to push people over the edge with a law and order campaign. You hear about this law and order campaign, and what is this designed to do? Well, do you ever think that they might be letting Minneapolis burn and these other places burn so from the ashes they can raise up a new world order, they can raise the phoenix out of the ashes and then take absolute control of every single police agency in the country? I mean, think about this. So Trump, it's always a push to send in the National Guard. Are you serious? Are you saying police agencies can't handle these thugs? Nobody really believes that, do they? And then they push everybody in. They're pushing everybody towards this police state, which is fascism. They want us to think that, oh, cops can't handle this. So they want you to beg for security. They want you to beg for security, right? I mean, Hitler had his SS. Hitler had his Homeland Security. Or like one guy calls it, Romeland Security. Hitler had all those things. And he was a right-wing fascist leader. Let me ask you a question. How many gun control laws did Obama pass? None. But Trump signed an executive order against bump stocks. Right? That's the truth. That's exactly what happened. And how many times are they pushing this? Like, these elections could very well be a landslide for Donald Trump. Very much so. But I believe it's all theater. Most of it, they already have pretty much planned, I believe. Most of it is already laid out. I didn't say it wasn't real. You keep thinking that I'm saying it wasn't real, and I didn't say it wasn't real. I said it's a theater. And if you step back and watch it, you can see. You can exactly see that there are actors and players in the game. But if you think I believe the tit for tat things that they're doing is real, the political fodder between the Democrats and the Republicans, if that's real, well, I'm not smoking what you are. I'm sorry, I'm not smoking that stuff. Because I can see reality, it's a big joke. Because there's absolutely no way that these people are serious. Because they're not. They're not serious. they're not serious because it's a game they're playing. Except for us, it's life and death. For them, they don't care. For them, they don't really care that bad. Of course Biden and Trump are both New World Order. Both of them are. Hang on a second. Oh, wait, that's not there. I know where it is. Hang on. First of all, every time, it never fails, every election, a Republican says something like this.
Help from the boss. We need help from the boss. That's what happened. We need help. Yeah, we need help. It's all right to say it. Now, they'll criticize me for that. How dare he say that? How dare he say that? No, I'll say it. Somebody said to me the other day, you're the most famous person in the world by far. I said, no, I'm not. They said, yes, you are. I said, no. They said, who's more famous? I said, Jesus Christ. I'm not taking any chances. I'm not going to have an argument. Hey, I'm not having any arguments. Jesus Christ. I'm not going to take any chances. I'll give it, I guarantee. And let me look up and I'll say, and it's not even close. To defend our Constitution.
Okay. I mean, here's the thing. When you see that right there, you know pretty much. You know pretty much that it's not even real. People use the Lord Jesus Christ. They use the Bible. They use that. They use them as props. They call him Lord and do not the things which he says. You see, it's a game for them. And they play Christians because they know all they have to do is say things like that. They only have to say things like that and all the Christians are going to melt. The evangelical Christians or whatever the group is, they're all going to melt. That's part of the theater. That's part of who they are. See, to them, the whole world is nothing but a game. Let me see here. Well, here we go. Just like old Papa here, right? Old Papa Devil right here, the Pope. fruitiest of all. But all he is doing, see, you have to understand something. All that he is doing is telling you the true doctrine. See, the Jesuit became the Pope. That's never happened. That's never happened at all. But it does. It did now. Why is that a big deal? Because the secret doctrine now becomes the revealed doctrine. What do you mean? They've always been pro-sodomite. They've always been pro-abortion. They've always been Baal worshipers. They've always been part of the great scarlet. They are the great scarlet harlot. All they're doing is taking that secret doctrine and merging the black and the white together. That's all they're doing. That's all they're doing. And upon her forehead was a name written, mystery, Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and abominations of the earth. And I saw the woman drunken with the blood of the saints. You know what I get a kick out of? Is everybody say, well, the Masons rule the world. Well, they're part of it. But who killed more who's killed more Bible believers, more of God's people than any group in history? That one. It is estimated that they have killed over 100 million Christians. And I saw the woman drunken with the blood of the saints and with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus. And nobody is saying that the Masons aren't involved. Nobody is saying that the Masons aren't involved with that. Because they are. They work together with them. They're part of it. They work together with it. Of course they did. The Knights Templar. But you see, they've always worked together. And I saw the woman drunken with the blood of the saints and with the blood of martyrs of Jesus. When I saw her, I wondered with great admiration. And the angel said to me, wherefore dost thou marvel? I will tell thee the mystery of the woman and of the beast that carrieth her, which hath the seven heads and ten horns. It's just the great mystery being revealed is all it is. Right? Mystery. 22 times the word mystery is in the Bible. Here it is right here. Let's see. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come, except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called God, or that is worshipped, so that he as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. It's coming. Remember ye not that when I was yet with you, I told you these things, and now ye know what withholdeth, that he might be revealed in his time. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work, only he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. And then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. Even him whose coming is after the working of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness and them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And for this cause God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. Rome is also a political system. Rome has two keys, the political and the religious, that they believe they hold the keys to. And most assuredly, the papacy has a seat on the United Nations Council. It's the only real religious institution that is a political army. Adam Weishaupt was not George Washington. George Washington was a Baptist. George Washington visited a lodge when he was young. Then he left the lodge, never went back to it again, and was a low-level Freemason, which many men were at the time. But he never had any ranking in the Masonic order. Anyway, John Gonneau, his Baptist chaplain, baptized him. Well, I don't care if you think so or not. I'm just telling you what historically is the truth. You can believe what you choose to believe as far as that goes. I don't have any control over what you believe. I'm just telling you, historically speaking. Anyway. But so all he's doing is revealing what he really believes.
Come la tragica pandemia di coronavirus ci sta dimostrando, abbiamo mancato nel custodire la terra, nostra casa giardino. L'abbiamo inquinata, l'abbiamo depredata, mettendo in pericolo la nostra stessa vita.
This is a man who's opened his heart to the hearts of all of humanity. This is a man who cries with humanity, who laughs with humanity, who suffers with humanity. This is Pope Francis.
La humanidad vive una crisis que no es solamente económica y financiera. También es ecológica, educativa, moral, humana.
I'm convinced that we can make a difference. I'm sure.
Well, that should say it all to you right there. Right? Look at that.
I'm sure.
I'm sure we can all make a difference. See, Pope Francis has hid the sexual abuse cases. By the way, lest you think the Pope doesn't like Donald Trump, he likes it. Why do I believe that? Why does he like Donald Trump? Well, he likes Donald Trump because Donald Trump used the Jesuit-led, Masonic-filled Federal Reserve to pay off all of his church's sex fines. The U.S. Catholic Church received $3.5 billion. Mm-hmm. Which, by the way, most of it... By the way, Catholic bodies that received loans under $150,000 were not included in Monday's list. Do you understand that? $9,000 Catholic churches had been awarded loans. $9,000. Catholic Charities USA was awarded 110 loans worth $220 million. What happened? The Roman Catholic Church lobbied Congress for the money. So the Masonic-filled Federal Reserve, the left hand, right? The left hand slapped the right hand, the Jesuit order, with a big fat check to pay their child molestation fines off. See that? Get it? And old Donnie signed the check. So Rome gets $4 billion of money. Well, the old church classic Christian radio says Masonic orders are actually based in Islamic ideology. Well, let me go a step further and tell you that Islamic ideology is based in Roman Catholicism. So there you go. Who do you think invented it? Mike C., I know it's not. They call it a PPP loan, but nobody has to pay it back. They just keep the bucks. Go on, take the money and run, right? Enoch Ortega asks, really, what is the relation? The Vatican created Islam. Go look at my sermon, Rome is the Mom of Islam. I know, catchy title, right? So you've got the Federal Reserve that's full of Knights of Malta, Masons, Mm-hmm. But what's even deeper than that? That the President of the United States, Congress, our Senate, violated the Constitution right? And sent money to all the churches. Donald Trump is Constantine. See if I can find that. I did a broadcast. Here it is right here with Greg Dixon years ago.
Was strong on the doctrine of separation of church and state. They didn't understand the incorporation issue. They didn't understand really what was involved in tax exemption. Because even though they had some.
Now, this was done May 28th, 2017. And I talked about this with Dr. Greg Dixon, who is in heaven now. But we talked about it back then. And I covered... We covered, I should say, that topic. That's exactly what the game plan was. Exactly what the game plan was. You see, Trump just want what he would like is for the New World Order to be headquartered out of America. Obama hates America. Trump actually loves America. He just wants him to run the world. But they all still work for the devil. You get it? So, does anybody not understand the dangers of this? Does anybody not understand the dangers of... I'm going to share this on my Facebook page and remind a bunch of people. That's what I'm going to do. Does anybody not understand the dangers of... a president of the United States supporting and giving money to churches in America? Why doesn't that bother people? It bothered the Donatist. Back when Constantine did it. It bothered them, but it doesn't bother modern day churches today. Well, I'll tell you this, that what happened with the Donatist and Constantine, which, by the way, when I cover that in church history, which will be coming up maybe in about a month, and I may stay on the Donatist and cover Constantine and the Donatist. I'll cover all of it. I'm going to cover extensively the Donatist. In fact, I might read David Benedict's entire book on the history of the Donatist, because it's a quick read, and I think it would be good. So, but anyway, what happened was is that Constantine sent, I believe it was Augustine, over to those to the African churches and said, "You gotta install bishops that we send over there." Well, they said no. Well, then people always talk about the Edict of Milan, but they never talk about the edict against the Donatist. Because there was the edict against the Donatist. And the edict against the Donatist basically said this: well, if you, what every other reformed leader of a state did. Calvin did it. Zwingli did it. Luther bordered on it. Knox did it. Said, if you don't do things the way we say to do them, you don't have any freedom. You only have freedom if you follow us. And see, Donald Trump could very well be the next Constantine that paves the way for the Antichrist to come on the scene. I do not believe Donald Trump is the Antichrist, but I believe he could make his ways straight. And all of the, and why do I say this is all like a theater? Because these people really aren't against each other. They're really not against each other. They're really not. Let me show you what I mean by that.
The forgotten men and women of America will be forgotten no longer. That is the heart of this new movement and the future of the Republican Party. People came to vote, and these people, the media, they said, where are they coming from? What's going on here? These are hardworking, great, great Americans. These are unbelievable people who have not been treated fairly. They're not deplorable. Who would have thought that a word was going to play so badly?
You know, there's the whole locker up thing, right? Trump preached And I'm trying to find the old one from like years ago, but they probably erased it by now. This is 3 years ago. Let's see. Maybe it was this one.
I heard my opponent had scheduled Michigan unexpectedly. It was like all of a sudden with President Obama and Michelle and Bill and Hillary, and they were going to Michigan. No, it's okay. No, forget it. That plays great before the election. No, we don't care, right?
Do you see what he said there? Did you see what he said there? Nah, that locker up plays great before the election, but now we don't care. You see? Well, because they're not really enemies. They're not really enemies. They never were enemies, and he never had any intentions of locking her up. He never really had any intentions. They were always friends anyway. I mean, they were never really enemies anyway. They never really were. So, if you understand that, then you get that it's just a theater. That's December 10th after he wins the election. Ah, we don't want to do that. They're good people. I don't want to hurt them. They're good people. You see what I mean? One hand pushes them over to the other hand. Constantly a pushback. But they accomplish the same thing. The debt under Trump. I think the debt under Trump has been like $6 trillion, added $6 trillion to the debt. Right? Not going to change. Why? It's not. Okay, here's another one. The impeachment. That was never going to happen. That impeachment was dead on arrival already. What did it do? It wasted time. It just wasted time. It wasn't real. What did they do the whole time? Distracted. Just like there was no need to shut the entire nation's economy down. What was that an excuse to do? To pump the economy with $2 trillion. To buy off the churches and to invest in every business in America. To push socialism. And now they're wanting to pass another $2 trillion one. Do you see what I mean? Why? Because they're really not enemies. They're really not. They all work for the same people. They give you the illusion of choice. I call it the delusion of choice. Because nothing really changes. But some, the Bible says that there is a spirit in the world, right? In whom the God, if our gospel be hid, it be hid to them that are lost. In whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not. Lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. See the two spirits? For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so the things of God knoweth no man but the spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God. We have received not the spirit of the world. They have it. And while some of our friends that are saved will think it their duty and think that the political landscape can be changed, my question is, what has been done with it in the last 4 years that has made it better? Nothing. Nothing of real substance. Except you have a president of the United States that's pushed a Jesuit Masonic platform. What do I mean by that? Well, I'll show you. Let me hang on a second. Give me a second.
I'm a Verizon engineer, and today we're turning on 5G across the country with a coverage of 5G.
Bye. All right. Okay, here it is. This is the same thing that the same thing that Trump is pushing. Pope Francis calls for civil union law for same-sex couples and shift from Vatican stance. So they're teaching the same thing. Trump's pushing the same LGBTQ platform. It's the same thing. Remember, the Jesus that Trump preaches is the one that's okay with this. Let's see. Right here. Remember this?
Gay president in American history. I can prove it. My name is Rick Grinnell. I'm America's first openly gay cabinet member. As a United States senator, Joe Biden said gay people couldn't receive security clearances.
Okay, so what Christ is it? Well, it's not the Christ of the Bible. He doesn't pray to the God of heaven, because the God of heaven is not okay with sodomites. The God of heaven is not okay with the sodomite agenda. But the Masonic Christ is. The Isis Horus Set, IHS. Christ is okay with that. The light of the lodge of the temple, or the light of the lodge, is okay with that. Right? Lucifer, the light of the lodge. That Antichrist, that false Christ, he's okay with that. But not the one that is the spirit of the world is okay with that. I'm sorry, I'm just not with my brethren that are ready to jump on the Trump train, and they're just... They're all in with Trump, and I can't get there. I just can't do it. Why? Because of the doctrines they push and what they hold to. I can't support that. How can anybody support that? Any Christian. But that's what they're doing. And everybody makes excuses for it. Everybody will make excuses for Trump. See, what you have to figure out is what's really going on with this whole Jesuit Masonic led game that they're playing is that on one side, you have Trump's rhetoric, but his rhetoric is used as a high-level manipulation technique. See, Trump uses his rhetoric to push his agenda, and it works. It works. It is working. Because these people push a rhetoric they push a stand a position that he has and throw it into play. Very common technique. And Trump dominates every news cycle. Everyone. They're like, oh, they're trying to suppress him. Really? They advertise everything he says. They literally make him more popular. But the agenda is the same. It still pushes the agenda of evil. Oh, I'm not voting for a pastor. I'm voting for a president. Ah. You see, that's the game. Does the Pope really not like Trump? Trump's useful to the Pope, just like Hitler was useful to the Pope. Just like Mussolini was useful to the Pope. Just like Stalin was useful to the Pope. All of them were useful to the Pope. Some play the antagonist, some play the protagonist. Either way, they still accomplish what they want to because they control both sides. Look who you had for president. Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump last time. They controlled both of the people. That dark shadow government controls everything. That's why no real person that gets into a high-level position of the government, they can make no real change. Why? They won't let them. Who's they? The shadow government that runs everything. The spiritual wickedness in high places. You can take just about any argument that you want to that's going on in mainstream news right now. Just like the Pope's push for climate change, we're destroying the world. Well, let me break it down to you for you that this world is not the Garden of Eden. This world is a fallen world. And after the flood, this world is on a time clock. And when God says it's time for that clock to be done, when the time has come, when the alarm's ready to go off, he's going to melt the earth with fervent heat. So in other words, basically, Trump is painted as the underdog. So then people vote for Trump because they feel sorry for him. Or they believe that he's holding up their agenda. But he's not. But what else is going on? Stoking white men. Making white men angry so they want to fight. That's what all this Antifa and Black Lives Matter stuff's about. Communist Marxism to push fascism. It's the other hand. It's the other hand. The Jesuits. Or the Masons, the Jesuits. It's the two hands. And they're forever at work. And they work with each other, not against each other. People say, oh, look at those wicked Jews. Yeah, there's a lot of wicked Jews out there. You bet they are. They're labor Zionist Jews and they're wicked as hell. But they work for somebody. See, my Bible says it's the time of the Gentiles. Right? Jesus said in Matthew, I think it was 24, but let me look. Let's see. And they shall fall by the edge of the sword and shall be led away captive into all nations, and Jerusalem shall be trodden down of the Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles be fulfilled. That hasn't happened yet. That has not happened yet. But they cried, away with him, crucify him. Pilate saith unto them, shall I crucify your king? The chief priests answered, we have no king but Caesar. Well, unto Caesar they went. And ever since then, Rome has worked hand in hand with the Jews. They've worked together. They've worked together. The Pharisees, the Sadducees, worked along with Pilate, worked along with the Roman government. But who had the power? Rome had the power. The Jews lost their power. Yeah, Israel's there, but it's not as powerful as Rome. You could see it right in the scriptures. Nope, I believe it's the Jews that run everything. And they're the, really? Well, you believe against the Bible. Yeah, but I have proof. I can show you that the Rothschilds don't have anything on the Pope. They have nothing as far as money compared to what Rome has. They work together. They work together. You could see it in what they did to Christ and what Christ said. He said that the times of the Gentiles be full. And we're not there yet. We haven't even gotten there yet. But we're fastly approaching that time. I mean, it's very easy to see if you understand it. And maybe we'll go through the scriptures sometimes, not today, but sometime I'll go through there and I'll show you. What the Bible actually illustrates, who's in charge, and it wasn't the Jews. But they all do work together. And yes, there are high-level Jews that always can take the fall. They can always take the fall. But my Bible says, my Bible trumps your conspiracy theories. If your conspiracy theories that the Jews run the Jesuits, if your conspiracy theories go that way, your conspiracy theories don't trump what God said in His Word. By the way, that doesn't mean that I don't believe there aren't high-level Jews that work with the Knights of Malta, that work with the Jesuits, that work with all of them, because there certainly are. And they are certainly corrupt. And they are certainly devilish. And they are certainly Antichrist. And there's no other gospel for them but the gospel of Jesus Christ. And they must be born again. They must turn from their sin and turn to Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. But what I'm telling you is that it is Rome, it is the Jesuit order, and it's clearly seen in the scriptures. And they shall fall by the edge of the sword and shall be led away captive into all nations, and Jerusalem shall be trodden down to the Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles be fulfilled. That hasn't happened yet. When Pilate therefore heard that saying, he brought Jesus forth and sat down in the judgment seat in a place that is called the pavement, but in the Hebrew, Gabbatha. And it was the preparation of the Passover. And about the sixth hour, he said to the Jews, "Behold your king." But they cried out, "Away with him, away with him, crucify him." Pilate said to them, "Shall I crucify your king?" The chief priests answered, "We have no king but Caesar." Well, what does that tell us then from the scriptures? I'm sorry, Jason Chan. I don't buy the fake Jew. I don't buy the fake Jew Tex Mars, who, by the way, is connected to the Knights of Malta, who was connected to Alex Jones, and so on. I don't buy their lineage of fake Jews that they try to push. What Tex Mars tried to push, I don't buy it. I don't believe it because I know where Tex Mars came from. But I don't buy their, I don't buy it. And I'm going to tell you what. God's putting a hook in everybody and taking them straight down to that Middle East. And they're going to stand there and they're going to answer there in Jerusalem. And it is going to happen. It is going to happen. So, I know full well the amount of money and power Rome has, and that their financial arm are the Masons. By the way, let me see here. Hang on 1 second. Give me a second here. Basically, what you have, and the greatest differences in the two, basically, are this. There are some that believe that the Masonic order runs the Jesuit order. But I'll have you understand that let's see. Give me a second here. Oh. Here we go. Weisseff was a Jesuit. The head of the Bavarian Illuminati was a Jesuit. After Pope Clement's suppression of the Society of Jesus in 1773, Weisseff became professor of canon law, a position that was held exclusively by the Jesuits. Until that time, Weisseff was introduced to the empirical philosophy of Feder on the University of Göttingen, or whatever, however you say that. Both Feder and Weisseff could later be called opponents of Kantian idealism. Many say he was the founder of the Illuminati, the Bavarian Illuminati. What's the point? The point is that he was a Jesuit. And after the Pope had suppressed the Jesuits, they needed money. So who got them their money? The Masonic Order. The Bavarian Illuminati got them their money. So anyway, either way, the best way to understand there are two arms of the same man, two wings of the same bird, the phoenix that rises up out of the ashes. That's who they are. Their philosophies are antichrist. The Masons and the Jesuits, their philosophies, their communists. In fact, hey, I got something for you. Why do we have a Jesuit pope? And what is this Jesuit pope pushed more than anything? Socialism and communism, that's who he is. So what's the flavor of the world right now? Socialism and communism, which is going to push people into a right-wing fascist dictator, just like it did in Germany. George W. Bush laid the groundwork for all that. More right-wing fascist? Take our freedoms than anybody. Obama could never have passed the Patriot Act. George W. Bush did. Obama could never have put in Homeland Security. George W. Bush did. See, they use a right-wing fascist dictator to do those draconian things, and they do it in a palatable way. You know what the Republicans are really silent on? All of Trump's executive orders. Trump's executive orders. No one talks about them. All they are like Caesar's proclamations. They're Constantine's orders. That's what they are. And they got Congress to pass laws for $2 trillion to write socialist checks to every citizen that had children, that was a taxpayer that had children. What is that? Socialized welfare, just like Social Security is. Same thing. Same thing. And they use the Masonic-filled Federal Reserve to do it. To write the checks. To put us into debt. And it worked. Remember, they were talking about an income. They were talking about a minimum income or whatever to give to everybody. That's what Ocasio-Cortez and AOC was pushing, and some of these other socialists were pushing. Well, Trump did it. He sent money to everybody. Even to churches. You see? If Obama would have tried to do that, there would have been an uproar. There would have been an absolute uproar. But Trump did it. And he got away with it. And Congress signed off on it. See, they both work together, just like they did in the New Testament, just like they did against our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The Jews went to Rome and asked Caesar to help them. Didn't they? The Jews went to Caesar and asked for Caesar. Who is Caesar? Who was Caesar? Watch. They probably spelled it differently. He was a Roman dictator, right? But the Caesars were what? They were gods. They were gods. Kings. Like gods. So they went to Caesar, and the Jews went to Caesar. What do they all push? The same Antichrist philosophy. The Romans were already Antichrist. The Jews were Antichrist. The Pharisees and the Sadducees were Antichrist. Right? They're Antichrist. So they were. They were Antichrist. So they all worked together. And that's the same thing that's happening today in the world against the gospel. I'll show it to you again. It wasn't the other way around. The Jews weren't in charge. Rome was in charge. Because it was the time of the Gentiles. And it still is. And Rome is still in charge. Only it's Pontifex Maximus. Mm-hmm. And the Sadducees and the Pharisees and the Kabbalistic Jews all follow Rome. All of them. They all work together. They all work for Satan. They're all on the same team. But Rome is in charge. You see it in the scriptures. Nothing's changed. You tell me what's changed and why Israel's in charge now. Why? How the Jews are in charge now. You prove it to me by the Bible that they're in charge now. Jesus told us in Matthew 24, he showed us. Now, I know my Bible's getting in the way of your conspiracy theory. And I'm not against conspiracy theories. I just understand the spirit in the conspiracy. And yes, I believe there's high-level Freemasons. And yes, I believe that they're wicked as hell. And yes, I believe they run the Federal Reserve. But I also believe they answer to someone higher than them. That's how that old pervert can walk anywhere he wants to. He has diplomatic immunity. He is the only one that has diplomatic immunity. The only religious leader in the entire world that runs a state and can walk in any nation and never be arrested. He has absolute immunity. He's the only one. You've got to understand what the scriptures say. And then you look at what the world says or what's going on or the evidence around you and everything else like that. Because a lot of people don't know that the Jesuits were masters of the Kabbalah. Absolute masters of it and understanding. Masters of numbers. They're masters of it. I'm not against understanding conspiracy theories. I'm against taking your conspiracy theory and making it trump the Bible. Because once you look at the Bible, you see very plainly who's in charge on this earth right now. It's the god of this world, Satan. Rome's Pontificus Maximus, Rome's Caesar. And he has various players, whether it's the Masonic Order, the Knight of Malta, whether it's actors, whether it's Jesuits, whether it's Jesuit coadjutors. Either way, they still control both sides. Donald Trump, his money is leveraged by bankers. The bankers work together with the Vatican. All of those groups work for the same head, Satan. All of them are Luciferian at the top, as like the Pope is. He believes that he is Caesar. He's a god. The Pope believes he is God on this earth. And they all work together. They're all Antichrist. All of them are. That's who they are. And all of this whole thing that they're doing, like each scam, whether it's lock her up and they're really enemies when they're really friends. And then you find out that Clinton and Trump knew Jeffrey Epstein. I'll show you another thing.
I'm wondering.
This was Epstein's girlfriend. Watch.
Do you feel that she's going to turn in powerful men? How do you see that working out?
I don't know. I haven't really been following it too much. I just wish her well, frankly. I've met her numerous times over the years, especially since I lived in Palm Beach, and I guess they lived in Palm Beach. But I wish her well, whatever it is. I don't know the situation with Prince Andrew. Just don't know. Not aware of it.
See? I wish her well. So here's, and we know Clinton was really good friends with him, but my point is, you're telling me he knew Ghislaine Maxwell? Trump knew Ghislaine Maxwell? Right? So he knew Ghislaine Maxwell, but what he's saying is, I didn't know Epstein that well? Give me a break. How do you know his girlfriend? How do you know his girlfriend who was the alleged one that brought all the girls to him and recruited all the girls, but you don't know him? All these people know each other. And there's reports that he kicked Epstein out of his hotel because he was a pervert or something. Whatever. I don't know. Here's my point. They're all on the same team. Yeah, that's right. I mean, he was never on the island. That's correct. What I'm saying is that how do you know her that well, though? And why would you wish her well? That's just odd to me. It's very odd. You know, no one ever reported that Trump was ever on that island, so that's true. And he probably doesn't like those people anyway that much. He just uses them. But the point is that isn't it strange that he knows her? I mean, that's kind of weird, right? And that's true. Bill Clinton was on that island a lot. So, I mean, we know that. And it's not reported that Trump from any of those things was ever on that island. So I want to be fair. That's true. However, you know, he did know her, and that's weird. It's kind of weird. It just is. I mean, how do you know the girlfriend of the person that is like the number one underage pimp out there and not be connected somehow? You know what I mean? It's just, I don't know, whatever. And by the way, let's not forget. Let's not forget also.
You know, you're really beautiful. And a woman that looks like that has to have her own special scent.
Oh, thank you. Maybe you could tell me what you think of this scent.
Hmm. I like that.
This may be the best of all. Oh, you dirty boy, you. Oh, oh. Donald, I thought you were a gentleman.
I mean,
I'm wondering.
I'm just saying. Okay? Don't get mad at the messenger. Don't shoot the messenger, because I'm gonna be real with you. And then there was this one, I think. This is back before they hated Donald Trump, before he ran for president.
Hey, so Donald, all right, I'm afraid to ask this question, but what would you do, Playboy put Ivanka on the cover of the magazine and she had not...
This is going to be an interesting answer.
He doesn't even want you to have a drink. I know him, so...
It would be really disappointing. Not really. But it would depend on what was inside the magazine.
She posed, it would be fine. But if they put her picture on...
Yeah, but it depends on what goes inside the magazine.
Well, see,
inside
that's her gripe. That's right. This girl's gripe. And, people assume nothing. There'll be nude photos.
Right, you do assume that with Playboy.
Okay,
but if there weren't, Playboy... you wouldn't have an issue with it then. If they were using her to...
I don't think Ivanka would do that inside the magazine, although she does have a very nice figure. I've said that if Ivanka weren't my daughter, perhaps I'd be dating her. You know?
Stop it! Oh, it's so weird! Stop it!
You know what? You are sick.
Isn't that terrible? Yeah.
Well, you're known for saying outrageous things,
weird.
Mr.
Just like
Trump.
Who are you, Woody Allen?
See what I mean? Now they all act like enemies. Now they all act like enemies. But that's Donald Trump on The View back in 2015. Okay? So... I mean, I don't know what he meant by that. I mean, well, I guess I do know what he meant by that. I guess I do know what he meant by that, okay? I guess I do. I mean, yeah. So, you know, I mean, that was a very weird thing to say about his daughter anyway. And why would you ask somebody, some father, about their daughter in Playboy? It's so creepy. They're all a bunch of sick perverts anyway. You see what I mean? I know, but you can't act like... Betty, I agree with that, but you can't act... like these things aren't real. You know, you can't act like these things aren't real. Because they're there. What frustrates me is that people act like they're not real, like these things didn't happen or they don't care. If you say, I'm going to hold my nose and vote for him, that's your business. But just admit that you're holding your nose. Or please tell me you're holding your nose. I don't know. I don't know. All I know is this. If I was talking about Obama, everybody would say amen and agree with me. But because it's Trump, psychologically, the right-left paradigm takes over and it upsets people. Psychologically, the right-left paradigm automatically takes over and they're saying, I can't believe that about an R, but I'm allowed to believe that about a D. And I sit back with the Bible and I say, you're all pervs. I'm telling you. That's who these people are. That's the God they follow. I'm not saying that to tell you who to vote for or who not to vote for. I'm saying it's a big political theater. And they're all playing their part. We're not debating whether all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We're not debating that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. We're not debating that all men are sinners. What we're saying is when somebody's playing a part, and when they're pushing an agenda, and what's the agenda? Here's the agenda. They are scaring everybody right now with communism and socialism and anarchy. And in order to put down the communism, socialism, and anarchy, you have to vote. You have to vote for the white fascist dictator. That's going to bring in a right-wing fascist regime. But I guess time will tell. We'll see. But when you start seeing leaders talk about law and order and creating the chaos. This is created chaos. This is created chaos. It's manufactured chaos. Portland is burning because of manufactured chaos. But maybe we'll get into more of that another day. I don't know. I'm just trying to make common sense. That's all. All right, if you all want to say hi real quick, I'll give you a chance, and then I got to get going. I got to take a walk and do some praying.
In the dark of the midnight, have I oft hid my face while the storm howls above me? And there's no hiding place. Mid the crash of the precious Lord, hear my cry. Keep me safe till the storm passes by. Till the storm passes over, till the thunder sounds no more, till the clouds roll forever from the sky. Hold me fast, let me stand in the hollow of thy hand. Keep me safe till the storm passes by. When the long night has ended and the storms come no more, let me stand in thy presence on that bright, peaceful shore, in that land where the tempest never comes. Lord, may I dwell with thee till the storm passes by. Till the storm passes over, till the thunder sounds no more, till the clouds roll forever from the sky. Hold me fast, let me stand in the hollow of thy hand. Keep me safe. Keep me safe till the storm passes, till the storm passes by.
Amen. Till the storm passes by. All right, everybody. Well, listen, there's a lot to think about. And by the way, I'm not saying this to tell you what to do. I'm not telling you to vote or not to vote. That's not my decision to make. And I'm not going to be any less your friend if you do vote. Or if you don't vote, that's none of my business. I'm just bringing you the truth of both sides being controlled. And it's all part of a playbook. But, you know, at the end of the day, that's between you and the Lord and your decision to make. So, you know, you guys have to make that decision. Each and every person has to. But anyway, well, listen, I'm going to get out of here. So I hope you all have a good evening tonight and rest the week here, and I'll be back on Friday. Should be 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Central Time, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. again on Friday. And, boy, we had a lot of snow yesterday. We got a lot here. We probably got 7-8 inches of snow out there, and it was something. So, anyway, God bless you all. And if you want to support our ministry, you can do that by mailing us something if you'd like. By the way, somebody, I don't know who it was, I think I do know who it was. Because I was trying to figure out what in the world happened. But I won't mention their name in case they don't want anybody to know it. But somebody sent me two hunting chairs for my son and myself to go hunting. So, you know, that was a blessing, by the way. I appreciate that. I really do. Thank you. And because they're comfortable chairs to sit in a hunting blind and everything like that. And I appreciate that very much. And I'm very thankful for that. Now, if you want to give to our ministry, you can by going to our sermon audio page or going to PayPal. And sending it to salvationpreacher@gmail.com. You can PayPal us. And you can send us something or you can mail us something. The address is down here at the bottom. And right here. and you can find us there. Thank you all that pray for us and that do send things in to be a blessing to us and to help our ministry. We appreciate it, and we're very grateful for all of you. And anyway, all right. Well, God bless you all. You take care, and we'll be back on Friday, Lord willing, and we'll have more sermons up, so you should be seeing them shortly.